Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.
All right, so let's look into the word this morning. Last week, we began to look at becoming fruitful in all things. We're looking at becoming fruitful in all things. Praise the Lord. And I said to us that God is able to make you fruitful in all things. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 3, the Bible says that he's like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruits in season, and his leaf does not wither. Hallelujah. That means that in every season, amen, in every season, he has the capacity to bring forth. The Bible says, whatsoever he doeth. I want you to lift up your hands and say, I decree and declare. These hands are blessed of the Lord. Whatsoever I do from today henceforth is blessed. Whatsoever I do, whatsoever I put my hands upon is blessed. These hands bring harvest. These hands bring increase in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So it's possible to put wherever you go into that you prosper. The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 24, I think verse 1, where we read concerning Abraham. The Bible says, and he said, and the Lord blessed him in all things. And the Lord blessed him in all things. Praise God. And I said to us that it is the revelation that you have that you walk in. If you hear people say some things, you can succeed in this, but you may not succeed in that. I don't know what. Sometimes you begin to believe in it. So if you count three areas that God has helped you, and maybe you are failing in one area, you say, Castle, you can't have it all. You can have it all. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 7, Jesus, speaking concerning Jesus, say he has done all things well. For he had done all things well. I want you to begin to look at that as the picture of your life. When people look at you academically, you've done well. When people look at you financially, you've done well. When people look at your family, you've done well. When people look at your health, you have done well. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Believe God that it can all be well. All can be well with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Believe God for that. Now, what you believe, the revelation you receive, the revelation that you believe is a revelation that works for you. For blessed is she who has believed. There shall be a performance of those things that she has received from the Lord. Hallelujah. I was sharing with you last week. I told you that they said that. If you've listened to, they said, if you're going to ministry, you're going to suffer. You're going to do this. You're going to sleep on bench. They used that to show how you're going to sleep on bench. When I was preparing to come to ministry, I listened to a message by Chris Oyakhilome. Chris Oyakhilome said he heard that if you are going to ministry, you're going to suffer. He said he didn't suffer. He said he didn't suffer. I heard it. When I heard it, I believed it. I appropriated the word I heard. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? I appropriated the word that I heard. And I'll share the testimony with you. I will come home. Somebody will go and bring a bag of corn and come and keep it in my house. Sometimes we don't even know who is the person that brought it. We will go and pay something in the pharmacy. They will refuse to collect our money. Somebody woke up and said, God told me for the first 1 year that you are going to be in ministry, I should give you so amount every month. What you believe is what works for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tonight, I dare you to believe. To believe what God is saying. That you can be blessed in all things. Amen and amen. Am I talking to people here? You can be blessed in all things. You can be blessed in all things. See, you can believe God to live in health. You don't have to fall sick. Yes, you don't have to fall sick. There are two levels of living health. There's divine health. Divine health is that I'm not falling sick. There's divine healing. Divine healing that I fall sick and without medical assistance, I become well. You can stay healthy. I say you can stay healthy. You can stay without drugs. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Yes. Let that be your portion in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And that doesn't mean that if you are taking drugs, you are sinned. I'm just saying you can stay without it. Amen. Amen. You can stay without it. There are people that have counted 10 years, 5 years, 20 years. They have never been ill. They've not had a reason. They've not had a reason to lie down and they have to have medical attention. There are people like that. At a point in my life, I did 5 years straight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's possible. I want to also let you know that you are designed for fruitfulness. Tell somebody you are designed for fruitfulness. God designed you to produce fruit. So let me put it this way. If there is barrenness in your life, it is the exception, it is not the rule. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, the Bible says, and God blessed them. The word bless means to be empowered to prosper. Means to be given the capacities that produce increase. Oh, let me change. These people are not hearing what I'm saying. I said the word to be blessed. Are you hearing me? You are blessed, but guess what happened? When somebody says bless you, but guess what happened? In scripture, the word blessed is to be empowered to prosper. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When you take your child to school, what you are doing is that you are empowering that child. Is that okay? To become useful, to become sagacious in the marketplace. So that when there is, are you hearing what I'm saying? That is an empowerment. So when God made man, the first thing God did for man was that he empowered that man. Or he gave that man the capacity to be productive, to produce. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says that. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, it says, and thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power. The word power means the ability to prosper. The word prosper is not money. The word prosper, when I say may you prosper, I'm not saying may you have money. The word prosper means progress, means advancement. So in Hebrew, when you say somebody is prospering, what you mean is that the person is making progress. I've told you that if, for instance, you were traveling from point A to point B, and there was 100 kilometers between point A and point B, when you take off on that journey, you are moving from point A, and I called you, and I said, how is your trip? And you say, oh, I'm on the 70th kilometer. Are you hearing me? My response to you would be, oh, the Lord has prospered your journey. So in everything you are doing, there's opportunity for prosperity. Which means you can prosper in your health, you can prosper in your mind, you can prosper in your marriage, your children can prosper. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And it means to be productive. So the first thing God did when he created man was that he put in man the ability to prosper. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm saying. Look at your neighbor and say, I have the capacity to prosper. I have the ability to prosper. Now listen to me. If you understand that poverty breaks in your life today, you are not answering me. I said, if you understand that need is broken in your life right now, are you hearing what I'm saying? You are not looking for something on the outside to bring prosperity. Actually, the prosperity is on the inside of you. That's why scripture will say to you in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, that God is able to do exceeding abundantly and above all that you could ever ask, think, or imagine. How? According to the power that is within you. Somebody do like this. The power is right here. The power is right here. Say, the power is right here. This morning we deploy that power. We release that power. We cause a manifestation to take place from the inside of us. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. It didn't say a river. It says rivers. So there are multiple streams that are coming out of you. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I release grace. Everyone that was stranded before this moment, I release grace. Multiple ideas, multiple graces, multiple doors. In the name of Jesus, anywhere that you have been restricted, everywhere that you have been limited, from this morning, let there be increase on every side. Let there be a breakthrough on every side. Let there be an open door on every side. We call a breakthrough from the north, from the east, from the west, from the south, in the name of Jesus. May God bring you help. May your children come from afar. May kings rise to your brightness. In the name of Jesus, from today we break limitation. From today we open large doors, massive doors. In the name of Jesus, walk in it, walk in it, walk in it, walk in it, walk in it. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are not limited. You are not limited. There may not be work in the economy, but there is work in God. Things may not be working in the nation, but there is work in the kingdom. And you are a child of the kingdom. He said, is there any of you who will ask for bread and the Father will give him a stone? Is there any of you who will ask for fish and the Father will give him a serpent? He said, if you, evil men, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more the Father? Lift up your hand and say, Father, I receive tonight. Father, I receive. I receive of your fullness. And the Bible says, of him have we received full grace for grace. Tonight we receive the bounties from the Lord. Tonight we receive bounties from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying tonight? We receive great bounties of him, of his fullness, of his fullness. Sir, you may be empty, but he is full. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? I said, you may be empty, but he is full. A pipe that is connected to a tanker that is full, it does not complain. Hallelujah. A tanker that is connected, I mean a pipe that is connected to a tanker that is full, the pipe has no complaint. Hallelujah. Decree tonight, I'm connected to the source of all increase. I'm connected to the source of all increase in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. If you will hearken to the things the Lord is going to be teaching in this season, listen to me. One of the burdens I came into this year, is that in this place, we will reduce the number of lack of jobs in this church. If you will listen to the things that the Holy Spirit will be speaking in this house, you will discover that lack of employment will fall in this house. Are you hearing me? Because there is a wisdom in God that a man can walk in. There's a wisdom in God that a man can walk in. You don't have to worry, and don't you be afraid. Joy comes in the morning, troubles they don't last
always.
There's a friend named Jesus who will wipe your tears away. And if your heart is broken, just lift your hands and say, I know that I can take it. I know that I can stay. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. With Jesus I can take it. With him I know I can stay. No matter what may come my way, my life is in your hands. He said, look, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would not have told you. Behold, I go to prepare a place for you. Tonight, I speak over the life of everyone. That let a place be prepared over your life in the name of Jesus. Let the wisdom of God rest over you. So it is not only that God expects that you become that you become fruitful. God has designed you for fruitfulness. John chapter 15 verse 16. Give me John 15, 16. John chapter 15 verse 16. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit. I have ordained you. I love the NIV. The NIV said, I have appointed you. When a man is appointed unto something, he is given the instruments of office and the power to be able to do that thing. If he says, I have ordained you to bring forth fruit, it means that he has put the capacity for fruitfulness on the inside of you. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? And when Thursday we began to look at the types of fruits that God expects from our lives. And the first fruit we looked at was what? The fruit of repentance. He said in the book of John, he said, don't say that, chapter 3. He said, don't say that you are the children of Abraham. Don't come and say, I was born in a Christian home. No, he said, don't say you are children of Abraham. He said, bring forth fruits that are meet for repentance. That's bring forth fruit that when people see you, you know that you are born again. I told you on Thursday, and I'll be saying it. The problem with Nigeria is that many people claim to be born again, but very few people are bringing forth fruits that look like people who are saved. And I said to us on Thursday, just a little recap, that when you are born again, the first fruit of repentance is that you are a repenter. Understand what I said? The first way we know you are born again is that you are a repenter. Tell your neighbor, be a repenter. The meaning of that is that when you become born again, you must have had an encounter with the Lord. And what happens is that every time you see something that doesn't look like Jesus in your life, you repent. So you are in a consistent, continuous state of repenting. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Which means that you have something, that you have an example. The Bible says that we might all grow up into that stature of Christ. So every time you are looking at him, you are making adjustments in your life. And that adjustment is repenting. Listen to me. How do you know somebody is saved? Let me give you 3 signs that somebody is saved. Number one way you know somebody is saved, like I said, first is that every time the Holy Spirit convicts that person of something, listen to me, it's called the doctrine of the preservation of the saints. That is that, you know, the Bible says it is God that works in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Which means that there's a work the Holy Spirit is doing in your life that you cannot continue in sin. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you are comfortable in sin, let me explain. There's a difference between a brother that fell into fornication and a brother that is living with a woman that he's not married to. They are 2 different people. You are not hearing what I said. There's a difference between... Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's a difference... Are you getting me? The man that is living, the sister that is living with somebody that is not her husband, we need to check her salvation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? One day, there was a brother we went to school with. And I went for a wedding. And he was a very committed brother when we were in secondary school. And one day we went for a wedding somewhere. I didn't know he was coming for the wedding. So we were all quartered in a particular hotel. And in the morning, they came late. I came with the groom. So they came late. They came late at night. So I didn't meet with them. So in the morning, we went out to go and meet with them, to just meet all the guys that came for the wedding. And that brother was a brother in FCS when we were in secondary school. Young, he was my junior. I left him in school. So he did not know I was coming for the wedding. I also did not know he was coming for the wedding. So in the morning, they all came out to the compound in the hotel. And, you know, some of them, they were smoking. And I just came out of the hotel, you know, out of my room to just come and meet the guys. The moment he saw me, he had a cigarette in his hand. The moment he saw me, he just did like it. And threw the cigarette. And when I saw, I greeted him and everything. That one, you know the meaning of that? It means he has a level of the fear of God in his heart. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The one that is smoking, and then you come to greet him, then he changes the hand and shake you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? What I'm trying to say, I'm not justifying you to continue. Because the Bible says, should we continue in sin? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the believer repents. that there's a work of the Holy Spirit in the heart of the believer that will not allow the believer to continue in what is wrong. If you are comfortable and you continue in what is wrong, we must question your believership. So when they say, is it one saved and always saved? Listen, it is not whether one saved or the issue is that there is a preserving work of the Holy Spirit. So the Bible says, he who has begun a good work in you is faithful. He will complete that work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So there's an ongoing work of the Holy Spirit. And that ongoing work of the Holy Spirit is that every time you're about to go off, there is something in your heart that will bring you to the... Are you hearing what I'm saying? But when you refuse it, I taught it on Thursday. When you refuse it, when you keep on quenching the voice of the Holy Spirit, when you keep on resisting the voice of the Holy Spirit, a time will come, the Bible says, and he gave them over to a reprobate mind. So that they might do those things that they want to do, which are unseemly. So the first thing, are you hearing what I'm saying? The first kind of fruit that you must bring forth in your life is called the fruit of repentance. When we look at you, you don't have to tell us you are born again. When we live with you, we will see that you are born again. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Well, I've shared the testimony. This woman, I was living in the same compound when I came to town. About 2-3 months, I lived in the same compound. We were with them. I never met her. I was in another house. I didn't know anybody. I would go and pray. I would pray in the morning. I didn't know anybody. The only person that I knew was my mechanic. And there was a booker by the mechanic shop. So when I pray in the morning around 9:10, I would drive out, go to my mechanic place, hang out there, buy food. Maybe around 2 o'clock, I will come back. I didn't know anybody. One day I came back. I found food. My neighbor actually brought the food. He said that the woman in the other house said they should give pastor. I don't think we ever greeted for the time I was there. Said they should give pastor. I never introduced myself as pastor. Patrick, the man that does exhausts, those many of you know him, that works on exhaust here in OG Quarters. When we came newly, I went with my son, I went with David, they went to work on the car. So he said he wants Fanta and all of that. So I bought Fanta from her. She has been gone to be with the Lord now. We entered the car, we were leaving. He finished work, we entered the car, we were leaving. Then I heard the woman shouting, pastor, pastor, come, pastor. So I wondered, that church has not started. So I stopped. She said, you left your change. So I went to collect my change. Then I asked her, I said, how do you know I'm a pastor? She said, no, a man that is a pastor, he said, the grace cannot be missing. Listen to me. When you become a believer, are you hearing me? The Bible says, our life is hidden in Christ and Christ in God. Which means the real person they begin to see is not you. They see God first before they see you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We don't know you're a Christian by speaking in tongues. Some of your speaking in tongues is actually becoming a problem for your neighbors. The way some of you speak in tongues, Abby, you live in a compound. Because you are justifying your irresponsible behavior in the name of prayer. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? That men should meet you. And by meeting you, are you hearing what I'm saying? Listen to me. If you have read of the revivals that took place, of the great revivals, the Charles Finney them revivals, men, the Bible story tells us, Charles Finney entered a factory. He didn't say anything to anybody. He just entered the factory to come and see somebody. They said the convicting power of the Holy Spirit rested over that place. People began to cry. All by themselves began to confess their sins. You are even preaching. People are insulting you plus the message that you are preaching. Said, don't say that we're the children of Abraham. He said, bring forth fruits, meat for repentance. Let your light, are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible said, let your light so shine. In other words, your light is shining so much that without you having to say anything, didn't you hear scripture? That scripture said that a way that a woman can influence her husband, that without opening her mouth, the husband can look at her chaste life and that even the man can be saved just by the way she lives her life. We preach, we are too loud, and we are not living the life. So, there are so many, the Christians in this country are too much to fix this country. But the problem is that the Christians in this country, their light is not shining. In fact, their light has become darkness. The Bible says, if your light be darkness, how dark is that darkness? So your light can become darkness. Fruits meet for repentance. Let people meet you and know that this man, this woman is of God. But when you are joining them to steal in your office, you are the one bringing the idea. They brought an idea how to steal. You told them, said, that idea cannot work. Let me show you something. Now they know that you have the best stealing ideas. So every time they want to steal, say, no. Let's meet Abel. Abel will show us the best. If Abel give you idea for stealing, let your light so, that's how I read that scripture. Let your light what? So shine. Little shining doesn't help you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Little shining doesn't help you because the world is dark. We need strong lights to brighten what is happening. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Then the next fruit you must produce is the work of your hands. Tell somebody the work of your hands. Do you know that the hand of a Christian is blessed? It is scriptural. The Bible says that I desire that holy hands be lifted. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your hands are blessed. If you are a Christian, your hands are blessed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm not giving you suggestion. I'm not hyping you. I'm telling you what scripture says about you. Your hands are blessed. The works of your hands are blessed. Amen. If you are selling pure water, that pure water is blessed. What the Bible says, whatsoever you put your hands to do, that thing, the Bible didn't say that you will find. No, the Bible says it shall prosper. That is why if you are a believer, don't steal. You may prosper in that stealing. And it is not God that sent you to go and do it. You know, the gifts and the callings of God upon a man, they are without repentance. Just because you got it right doesn't mean God sent you. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Let me tell you something. The way God designed your prosperity is that your prosperity is connected to work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Anybody that tells you that you can prosper by other means without work included in it. I'm not saying work is the only way you will prosper, but there must be work attached to it. So scripture says to us in the book of 2 Thessalonians, that he that does not walk, what will happen? Must not eat. You know, we have a very bad culture in Africa. They will just send you somebody from the village to come and live with you. The person does not walk. The person does not do anything. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's not a good culture. Anybody that comes to your house that has capacity to work, is an adult, can work. Look for work for the person. And I've told you in this church that you may not have the kind of work you like. But so there's nothing like there's no work. Tell your neighbor, there's nothing like there's no work. Stop telling people there's no work. There may not be the kind of work you like. We agree. Is that okay? But work, there is work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There is what? Work day. Put hashtag work day. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It may not be like what you want. It may not pay you the salary that you want. But listen to me. You must crawl before you walk. You must walk before you run. So scripture says to us, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do. Can I have 5 people that can prophetically just move around? Let your hand find something. Whatsoever thy, if you don't have job, stand up and just let your hand, whatsoever thy hand findeth, whatever thy hand findeth, whatever thy hand findeth, whatever that, if you are doing a job you don't yet like, but you stand up and just prophetically, whatsoever thy hand findeth, whatsoever thy hand findeth, hold something and say, my hand has found something. Hold something and say, my hands have found something. My hands have found something.
Whatsoever thy hand findeth. Whatever thy hand findeth. God will place things along your way that your hand will find. Whatsoever thy hand findeth. Sit down. The first level of work is whatsoever thy hand findeth. You know the reason for work? The reason for work is not so that, is not because God will use that specific work on his own to bless you. The reason for work is so that you will be a blessing to humanity. Because God planted you upon the earth and God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The work you do is beyond you. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm saying. The work you do is beyond you. The work you do is an opportunity for God to bless the whole earth. So God said to Abraham, through you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when you do your work, God uses your work to be a blessing to somebody. But the real person that pays you is God. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm saying. That is why even if you are a school teacher, you can build a house. Oh, you're not hearing what I'm saying. Because it is not your employer that blesses you. It's God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you obey God to work, God opens opportunity for you. You will be a teacher. Oh, they are paying you 30,000. Are you hearing me? Then you are on holiday. Somebody will just call you and say, ah, Kachi, what are you doing? You say, I'm not doing anything. There's this event that is supposed to take place. Can you come and set up the event for us? Then you will go and say, of course, we're on long break. I'm not doing anything. Receive it as a prophecy. You move and go. You go and help them do the event. Then after the event, they will give you 500,000. Say, thank you so much for helping us. They say, thank you so much for helping us. How many months work will you need to do to get 500,000? But you see, God, are you hearing what I'm saying? God is the one that prospers you. Your work is meant to be a blessing to humanity. Somebody needs your work. Your work is doing something in the life of somebody. So God is now your employer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is why the Bible will say to you, whether you eat or drink, do it as if you are doing it to who? Unto the Lord. And the Bible says, and the Lord that sees what you do in secret, the Bible says he will repay you in the open. Oh, you are not hearing what I'm saying. Listen to me. This is how societies are changed. By men that understand that the work they are doing, they are not doing it for their employer. That the work they are doing it as unto the Lord. And the work they are doing has a place in the overall design of God upon the earth. There's a place where their work matters. And when you walk like that, are you hearing what I'm saying? When you walk knowing that I'm doing this unto the Lord. You know, Nigeria has become the Federal Republic of Beggars. Everywhere you go, people are waiting for tip. Are you hearing what I'm saying? People are doing their job. They gave you job to open door. You be great. Before the person reaches the door, good afternoon, sir. How are you doing, sir? Let me hold your bag, sir. You left the door. They say should be opening door. It's so offensive. You go to the airport, our security men are begging. You're welcome, sir. Okay, you're welcome. Hi. Okay, your dressing looks good. We have gotten a wise way of begging. Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, listen to me. Understand this. Your employer is not the one that pays you. God pays you. Have you wondered why? You know that one of the things we are very good at in this country is strike. Especially if you belong to the academic union. Do you know sometimes they will go 6 months on strike and they are still surviving? Their children are still going to school. It is God that giveth bread. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm saying? God gives. Do you know that if this Nigeria was another country, this country would have collapsed. Was it not 4 months or 5 months ago you were buying fuel at 800, 900? Now you are buying. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I didn't know the seriousness of the matter until the car I was putting 49,000 full tank. I went to put fuel and they asked me if I put in 76,000 something. That is almost double of what you used to pay before. But God kept you. Listen, can you give God praise where you are right now that God kept you? So you know that it is not of him that runneth or of him that willeth, but it's of the Lord that showeth mercy. And many of us, your salary has not changed. Mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. So I'm here today because God kept me.
Yes.
I'm alive today only because of His grace. Oh, He kept me. God kept me.
Yes.
His mercy kept me.
Oh, yes.
So I would let go.
So listen. The first thing God gave man was the gift of work. And Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. And God took the man that He had made and placed him in a garden to keep it and to tend it. Ha! I wish I had time today. Sir, it was in that garden God gave provision. And the next thing God said, you might eat of all that is planted in this garden. It was in that garden that God produced the wife that He had for the man. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So listen to me. Your destiny is tied to work. Oh, you're not hearing what I said. I said what? Your destiny is tied to what? It's tied to productivity. If you are not productive, you may not realize your destiny. Can I say something further? That is why that if a man is not working, I believe strongly that a woman has no business doing anything in his life. You are not hearing what I said. When a brother is telling you, well, you look nice, I've been looking at you, I've been praying about you. After he has prayed, ask him. After you ask him, are you born again? He say, yes. Where do you worship? These are, okay. What do you do? Are you hearing what I'm saying? What did I say? What do you do? As a sister, you need to ask the question for two reasons. One, for purpose of survival. Two, so that you will know what you are coming to do. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? Because your assignment is to assist that assignment. If there's no assignment, you have no, confusion. You don't know confusion. Brother, if you are not doing anything, that's why I said, if you are a man and for any reason you are not presently employed, I'm using that word, very, you will be employed. You may not be presently employed and you are married. Listen, even if you are not, you don't have work, wake up in the morning. Are you hearing me? There's nowhere that it was written in the Bible that men shall not sweep. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? There's nowhere it was written in the Bible that men shall not wash plates. For I'm the Lord thy God that shall not touch any dirty plate. You are reading, you know, after Revelations, there is another part of that that measures. That's where you are reading. You are reading Maps chapter 17, verse 25. Listen to me. There's nowhere the Bible says you will not wash plates. Are you hearing what I'm saying? What I mean is that when you wake up in the morning, find something to do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Every woman, when you stay for a while, you are not doing anything, she will begin to get angry with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Including those young men that have finished school and have come home. And all you do is to have your bath and sleep all day. Then in the evening, you go and kamatasha. I come against you in the name of Jesus. Some of those brothers have sweet mouths. They will just sweet mouth the girl. Sweet mouth the girl. The girl will be like, Some of you, like one lady said, you have already counted the countries you have gone to. Yeah, I'm going to take you to Ireland. I'll take you to Seychelles. I'll take you to Solomon Islands. Brother, before you take me to Ireland, just take me to cross first. Pay money for cross. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let's just, before you buy that aircraft, pay KK. Let's enter KK first. Let's enter KK first.
Is anybody hearing what I'm saying? God planted him in the garden. God gave him work before he gave him wife. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your relationship with somebody, the man is not working. Say, let's get married next week. Say, how? 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 As how now? Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why we told you, don't enter a relationship that has no end, no date in sight. Are you hearing me? When some people say, let's go out, say, okay, let's start. After like 3 months, you have started how do you enter an aircraft that has no destination? Are you hearing what I'm saying? While the aircraft is still on the runway, say, what's going to happen? So that at least the aircraft can still stop. You can come off. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And God planted the man in the garden. And he gave him the responsibility to what? To tend it and to keep it. It was after the man was walking, God looked at the man and said, God, it is not good for a man to be alone. I will make what? A helper that is what? Suitable. Suitable for what? Suitable to help him with this work that I have given to him. So when a woman comes to your house, are you hearing me? Well, I'm back at the Ike. I can say that. They will send you go and buy tomatoes, come, you come back. They'll say, hey, you forgot something, though. You didn't buy watermelon. You will go back. You will be, after they send you tired, you know that, has a woman sent you before? No, a woman has not sent you before. When a woman sends you, Mao, while you are on the way, they have given you list, though. While you are on the way, they will call you and add one thing. Then they will call you, have you reached there? Have you bought the thing? If you say no, say, thank God, I just remember something. Then they will add something. Then you have arrived home, you are about to enter your gate, they will call you again, say, where are you? You say, I'm there. Say, oh, I wanted you to change this thing into that thing. By the time you finish, when a woman sends you in the morning, by the time you finish, it will be evening. And when you don't, you will look for work. You will tell yourself, let them, are you hearing what I'm saying? And when you bring the thing home, you say, how much? Now I can say, now I can, now. When you say, it was 5,000. Help me tell 3 people, find something. Find something. It may not be the best for now, but find something. It may not be your dream, but find something. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And whatever you find, God will bless the work of your hands. Rise to your feet this morning and give God praise. And give God praise. I want every hand lifted tonight as we bless the work of your hands. You are going in this week with a hand that is blessed. You are going in this week with a hand that is blessed. God will give you ideas. Your hands will make it happen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every hand that is raised. Tonight I ask, Lord, that you will overshadow these hands. As they go forth this week, extraordinary opportunities are coming towards them. Opportunities they have not seen before. Doors they have not entered before. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that from those doors, let there be massive harvest that will come in. The Bible says he teaches your hands to war and your fingers to battle. This week, the Lord teaches your hand. Your hand is taught. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, and the Lord blessed the hands of Oholiab and Bezalel, that through them he did skillful things. May the Lord bless your hand with skill. Skill in marketing. Skill in management. Skill in human relationships. Skill in customer service. Skill tonight, we decree skill over every hand. I pray in the name of Jesus that this week When men are looking for people in your field, your name will come up. They will remember your name in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that you meet the right people this week. Let your name be discussed in circles of influence. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless you with the blessing of the Lord. The blessing that maketh rich and has no sorrow. Let it rest over you. Let it rest over the works of your hands. Let it rest in your coming in and your going out. Your blessing, the city, your blessing, the country. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give God praise. Give God glory.
Gateway Christian Center. Experience life.